Matt.
Hey, I'm here, guys. How are you?
Doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Matt, what's different this year with Dan Quinn?
You know, there's a lot of things. You know, Dan obviously, you know, has a different personality than Mike Smith, and you know, I think guys have done a great job of buying into the program and believing in what Dan is telling us, and you know, practices have been different. Just the atmosphere in general, you know, is a different environment, and I think it's one that guys have enjoyed and responded well to.
Matt, one of the big concerns or questions here in Philly is whether Sam Bradford can stay healthy over a full season, just because of, you know, the knee injuries the last couple of years, the shoulder at Oklahoma, things like that. You've been very durable in your career. Is that just luck, or is there something to the idea of a guy being able to stay on the field? Is that an ability in some way?
You know, I think it's different for everybody. You know, circumstances are completely different. You know, I always feel like I've been fortunate to stay fairly healthy throughout my entire career. You know, I've been lucky, I think, in that respect. And, you know, I also, you know, train and do everything I can to try and, you know, prevent any injuries and work really hard with our training staff and everybody here in our building to make sure that every week I'm as best I can be.
Matt, what's it like to have to adjust to a changing offensive line, like, so close to the season opener?
Yeah, it's different. You know, obviously, you know, everybody's, you know, kind of been in this position before at some point throughout their career. Injuries happen and, you know, cuts and those kind of things happen. And you have to get everybody on the same page as quickly as possible. And so there's been a lot of hard work since some of the new guys have gotten here to try and get everybody on the same page. And that's what this week of practice is all about, too, to make sure that, you know, we iron out all the things that we need to get done prior to Monday night. But I think our coaching staff has done a great job. Chris Morgan with the offensive line, you know, I think has done a great job of getting those guys up to speed.
Matt, what have you seen from the Eagles secondary so far during the preseason?
Yeah, from the preseason, you know, it's different personnel than what you saw at some spots last year. I think the addition of Maxwell, you know, obviously he's been a solid, really good player for the Seahawks in early in his career, and now moving over to Philadelphia has done a great job in the preseason. So I think they're talented. Malcolm Jenkins is a guy that we know really well from his time in New Orleans, and we know that he's a really solid, really, really good player. Very smart, you know, and kind of like a coach out on the field for those guys. So I've been impressed with them.
Did you talk to your Penn Charter friends or your Philly friends this week? Are they rooting for the Eagles or are they rooting for the Falcons?
I know my family's rooting for the Falcons. I don't know about everybody else up there, but, you know, I keep in touch as best I can. And, you know, I know there's a lot of diehard Eagles fans up there.
Matt, you've been a drop-back passer most of your career. Now you're playing for Kyle, who likes to move his quarterbacks around a little bit. How's that going?
You know, it's been good. You know, I think early in my career with Mike Mularkey, my first offensive coordinator here in Atlanta, we moved around a little bit more than I did the last, you know, 3 or 4 years. So, you know, I feel like I'm capable of doing it. I think it fits well within the scheme, and it's something that I've, you know, worked really hard on this offseason.
The Falcons made, obviously, a big financial commitment to you a while ago. I don't imagine it changes your day-to-day preparation or anything like that, but how does it change things? Maybe a, you know, for lack of a better way of putting it, a vote of confidence, a feeling of security, anything like that?
You know, I've always, you know, tried to, you know, keep the business and not worry about it and kind of let the people who are, you know, better at handling that kind of stuff handle it, my agents and you know, our front office. And I've always just focused on, you know, trying to play my best and being the best player that I can be, you know, week in, week out, day in, day out, year in, year out. And I always feel like if you do that and you are as committed as you can possibly be, all the other stuff takes care of itself.
Matt, you've been very healthy throughout your career. What's the secret?
I don't think there is a secret. You know, I think I've been fortunate, you know, to have played with some great players around me, you know, and just, you know, I guess I've been lucky and I've worked really hard to try and be in the best shape that I can possibly be in.
Matt, Chip Kelly remembers you from BC football camp. Do you remember him at all from those days?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Chip was up there at UNH while I was at BC, and he was good buddies with my offensive coordinator, Dana Bible, and he would come down every year for the high school camp. And he was actually there when I was in high school. I remember meeting him when I was in high school working out at the camp. So I've known him for a long time. Obviously, I have a lot of connections to Ryan Day, who's up there as well as the quarterback's coach. Ryan was, you know, he coached at Boston College for 3 of my 5 years up there, and I know him really well and have a ton of respect for both of those guys. They're great coaches.
You had to be young back then. Could you see an indication of what Chip was going to become, both in terms of, you know, his ambitions to do something at a higher level of football and the way he thought about the game and kind of coached the game?
I always thought, you know, I always enjoyed, you know, talking with him and kind of followed him the entire time. And, you know, from what Ryan had told me, you know, about playing for Chip and about the scheme and everything, you know, it sounded like there was a lot of really, really good things within it. And so I always followed him when he moved out to Oregon and did a great job out there. And, you know, I've always been impressed with him.
Matt, are you you had that 2012 season, Atlanta. You guys were real close. Since then, it's been really, really rough. Do you remember anything about that last game? I mean, you guys were driving late in the game.
From the 2012 season?
Yeah, right, in the playoffs, the NFC title game.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, you always remember those kind of games. And you know, obviously, we would have loved to have made some plays. But that's, you know, that's three teams ago for me. And I'm on to, you know, a new football team, new season, and excited about that. And you learn from it. I mean, that's the biggest thing. You got to learn from those situations. And, you know, so hopefully the next time we're back in that situation, we're better for it.
Matt, how well, if at all, do you know Sam Bradford?
You know, I've probably met Sam just a couple of times. You know, always, you know, kind of in casual environments. And you know, it's probably no more than that. But he's always been really nice to talk to, and you know, I've enjoyed every time I've met him.
What did you learn? You mentioned the things you learned from being in a situation like that championship game. What do you learn?
Comes down to, you know, 4 or 5 plays. You know, that's kind of the one thing that, as you're more experienced throughout your career, you know, games come down to 4 or 5 plays, and you never know which one of those plays is going to be the play to kind of change the outcome, and you have to be locked in every snap, and you have to take advantage of the opportunities when you get them. I mean, there's only so many opportunities that present itself during the game, and you've got to hit them when you get the chance.
Matt, what insight do you have on Julio Jones that people who watch the highlights and see the stats wouldn't know?
He's one of the hardest workers I've been around. You know, he's very detailed in his approach to getting ready to play. He's very, you know, in touch with both his body and how to get it ready. And he's a great competitor. I mean, he wants to win, and he's incredibly unselfish. I mean, just will do whatever it takes in order to help us win, and those are the kind of guys you love having.
I know you're kind of in a bunker there, but do you get a sense of the excitement level in Atlanta for Monday's game or what the atmosphere is going to be like?
Yeah, I mean, obviously season openers are always, you know, there's always a buzz there, and you add on Monday night with that, you know, it's going to be a great atmosphere. I'm looking forward to it, looking forward to kicking off the season and getting this thing going.
Matt, have you had a chance to work with Gino Gradkowski since he's gotten there? And if so, like, what are your thoughts on him?
We had walkthrough this morning, and that's kind of the first opportunity he's had to get out onto the field with us. And, you know, I got to talk with him a little bit yesterday, and I'm excited about him being here and excited what he can bring to our football team.
Thanks, Matt.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you.